When it comes to smartphones, we are more or less a 50-50 country. About 45% of us have them, the rest don't. Are smartphone holdouts behind the times Luddites, or are there actually good reasons to resist getting one of those all-consuming devices?
Well, a little earlier, we got on the plain old telephone with Shayna Steiner. She's investing analyst at Bankrate.com. We first asked if most people want a smartphone, but they just can't swing it right now.
I think the reason most people don't have them is because they probably have an old phone that they're just waiting for it to stop working, and then they'll move on to the smartphone. If you have what's called a dumb phone, you might not need to upgrade as soon as you would if you have a smartphone, and it's easy to just wait it out.
Do you think some people hold off because the technology is evolving so fast they're afraid they're going to buy something and it'll be out of date in a matter of months?
Definitely. That is really off-putting to a lot of consumers. It feels like planned obsolescence. It feels very purposeful almost, but the development cycle is just so fast that new stuff keeps coming out and then older phones aren't supported. So you really are forced into an upgrade cycle.
Well, and it's true. You upgrade your phone. A lot of the apps cost money and the data plans are quite costly.
They really are. And it can be confusing to know what you're paying for. There's a lot of complaints about cell phone costs already, but you can buy pay-as-you-go kind of plans for data, but it still just adds up and just can be a huge chunk of your monthly budget, especially if you're already paying for other devices that do the same thing as a smartphone, which is namely connect to the internet.
What about the environment? Is that sometimes a factor in people's decision not to buy a smartphone?
It should definitely be a consideration for all of us when we're thinking about buying electronics. There's a lot of toxic chemicals inside of them, as well as precious metals and rare earth elements. And we need to be more mindful about recycling them and making sure that we're really using the resources as well as we could be.
All right. So that's not a reason necessarily not to buy one, but certainly when it's time to replace it, to recycle it responsibly. I wanted to tell you, you know, here in our newsroom, we have people who are right out of college, and then we have journalists who have been at this for many decades. They're now in their 40s or 50s. And I asked one young colleague today, he doesn't have a smartphone, why not? And he says, well, I pay my own bill, and the data plans are so expensive relative to how much I pay, and I can do a lot through text messaging. What do you think about that? For example, you can still send a tweet through a text message.
Absolutely. If you don't want to get into the whole app ecosystem, you really don't need a smartphone necessarily. Really, the main reason for them is apps, and you don't need the apps, definitely. They're not necessity to life. You know, people managed before them can still do a lot. And you can even access the internet on non-smartphones. It's one of those things that you want more than you actually need, and it is kind of a status symbol as well, because they are kind of pricey just to buy.
They are. I have to say, though, and I'm going to take a wild guess that you have and use a smartphone a lot in your work. I know we all do here at WTOP. I do have to confess, once you've used it, it's pretty tough to live without.
It is really hard. I have two smartphones, actually.
True confessions here.
I wanted to pursue one other avenue, Shayna, and that is keep your dumb phone, but find a way to get a tablet on your data plan for less money.
Right. Yeah, you can definitely do that. You can have a tablet and you can get the cellular package and just keep them separate. It can end up costing you a little bit less, which, you know, it's really easy to spend way too much on your cell phone unless you just shop around and really know what your options are.
Shayna Steiner, investing analyst at Bankrate.com.